G'day, Daniel. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Thanks so much for your time. Today is Thank a First Responder Day, SES Volunteers. I guess first up, thank you very much for all the services that you do.
Oh, thank you. It's really lovely to hear that. I appreciate it.
So tell us a little bit about the Bendigo SES.
Oh, gosh, it's been in existence for about 45 years now. We've got around just over 60 volunteers on our books, and we attend to road crash rescue, storm jobs, flood jobs. We help police with searches for missing people. We help ambulance with retrieving people from our bushland areas, all sorts of things. Every single thing, every day in SES is a new and exciting possibility.
So the no 2 days are the same?
Absolutely not. No, you never know what you're going to deal with from day to day. And some days you deal with multiple things. So, yeah.
And how this year has it been going? Obviously, you know, still getting those road accident rescue call outs. There doesn't seem to be a lot of trees down. But having said that, today the Bureau is saying that they're, you know, big gusty winds this afternoon. But I really appreciate your time this afternoon and the fact that you could be out at a call or whatever it may be. But are you always on standby? Because obviously, being a whole bunch of volunteers on standby 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I guess with days like today, with that potential, you know, where do we sit? Do we end up going out? What's the situation? It's a tough one.
Yeah, look, we are on call as often as we can be. Everybody does have the right to turn the pager off when they're going on holidays or something along that line. But gee, when are we going to be able to do that again? but we are all volunteers, you're quite right. And we do answer the pager whenever we can, 24 hours a day. It has been a busy couple of days. We've had a road crash yesterday and again this morning that we've turned out to. The weather over probably the rest of the week is looking a little bit challenging, so we'll see how that pans out.
Natalie Stanway is the Deputy Controller for Bendigo SES. Now, Natalie, are you looking for volunteers? Because I know previously we'd done a video and things had to change because of lockdown restrictions, and there was a big recruitment drive. Did that end up going ahead? If it did, how did it go? If it didn't, are you looking for new members?
We've actually been really lucky, Daniel. We've had 21 new people join us in the last couple of months, and we're trying to get them through their basic training. We've had a few challenges with heading back into lockdown, but we're doing what we can to get them through their initial training. Obviously, if people are interested, we're more than happy to take their names and put them on our list for our next recruitment. We like to recruit, you know, a few people at once so that they can go through together and form those bonds. But we're really looking forward to getting these 21 people into some orange and boots on their feet and out on the ground.
They definitely cannot miss those uniforms, those bright orange uniforms. Hey, Natalie, thank you from everyone here in Central Victoria for being a first responder, and from all of us to please pass on our thank you to the rest of your crew as well.
Thank you, Daniel. Really appreciate that. And thanks, everyone in the community, for showing your ongoing support when we ask for it. We really appreciate it, and we couldn't do what we do without your help.
Natalie Stanway is the Deputy Controller for Bendigo SES. It is Thank a First Responder Day here on Gold, Central Victoria.